Each month, Annie and I host a Deeper Dive, which is a live Q&A with an expert in the field of lactation, business, or personal development. The following snippet is from our most recent Deeper Dive. We hope you enjoy.
What is reflux? Can you give us a definition? Can you tell us when it's pathological and when it's not? Help lay out the playing field we have here. Sure. When everyone has reflux now.
Web is a wonderful way to describe all the symptoms that are attributable to reflux. Reflux itself is a normal physiologic thing. It's a passive relaxation of the little lower esophageal sphincter, the sphincter that holds food in the stomach, so that gas and air can vent out of the stomach and go up into the esophagus. Because babies have such a little short esophagus, it's about 10 centimeters or 4 inches long, and it holds about 5 mils or a teaspoon, a measuring teaspoon full of fluid. We often see whatever fluid is pushed up by that gas or air that's venting from the stomach. Now, some babies have conditions that make this process painful. Some babies have conditions that make this process happen much more frequently. If there are abnormal pressures in the baby's chest or belly, this can overcome the strength of that little LES and push more things up. The very act of having lots of things coming up can cause their own problems, either from an overreaction of the body. Once something comes up, we get busy pushing it back down so that it gets safely away from the airway. And we will stop breathing for a microsecond to let that fluid pass back down. So we've got all these protective mechanisms. But like everything, you know, the body has its little tightly regulated homeostasis. And if something gets out of bounds, then we need help to bring it back. So these protective mechanisms can become issues in themselves. And then it's crying may make reflux worse. And that's why many crying babies get diagnosed with reflux. And having a sympathetic nervous system that's overactivated because eating is stressful. And I think this is where some of our tongue-tied babies come in, or babies with swallowing problems. Feeding is stressful, scary, feel like I'm drowning. So we can get either refusal to feed or just being upset all the time. And that extra crying, it feeds on itself. So we get that whole web. And what I've tried to do in this course is pick apart that web, show all the connections so that we can figure out what's the best thing to do in terms of feeding and referral for medical help for each of these symptom clusters, depending on our assessment of the situation. Gives us more things to look for and assess and try.
If you enjoyed that snippet, the good news is that Deeper Dive was recorded. And by joining our membership community, you can have access to that Deeper Dive, as well as our entire vault of Deeper Dives going back through 2020. You will also be automatically invited to our live monthly Deeper Dives, so you can ask the experts directly all the questions you want to know about that topic. We look forward to seeing you at our next Deeper Dive.